Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed in the green today. Despite a U.S. dollar being sharply higher here, the dollar was up 106 points. On a typical session, when the dollar is up that much, you'll see commodities down. While commodities overall were down, the grains were the one green spot here. We had corn up 2 to 2.5 cents, with December corn closing at 385 and a quarter, up 2.5 cents. Beans were kind of the slow mover today, but still higher. November up a half at 935. July front month beans up 1.25 at 954.5. We have July wheats, Kansas City and Chicago both higher here. Kansas City, July was up 14 cents at 555 and 3 quarters. The high today was 563 and 3 quarters. So a really strong day. It was up 20 something cents at one point. But we're still not as high as we were last month. Last month, the market traded up to $5.90 before going all the way down to 485. So it was a really rough slide there in the month of April and the beginning part of May. But it has bounced back here. And the Chicago wheat was up 11 to 12 cents here today. The overall outlook with harvest around the corner is the crop with hail and other storms moving into southern plains continues to deteriorate that crop just a little bit, enough to keep the bears getting out.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Another factor we're seeing here affecting the wheat market is some cold temperatures moving through the northern plains. They're anticipating some below freezing temperatures down to 22, 23 degrees for the northern part of the United States in areas through May 22nd. So the next 4 days could cause some concern for the northern planted corn, beans, wheat, spring wheat, Minneapolis wheat, the whole thing. So that freezing temperatures is going to keep this the short covering rally, or could be the reason why we're seeing the short covering rally in wheat, as some of that crop will have to be possibly replanted. Now this afternoon we've got a crop progress report. We're expecting up to 85% planted on the corn acres. The average for this time of year is 78%. Last week we were 75%. So moving along nicely there for the corn planted. Beans, we're looking at 50% planted. Normally we're at 38% planted. So nice movement there. There's a lot of people saying that the wheat conditions are going to maybe improve a little bit despite some of the setbacks we've seen here. But that's expected to improve a little bit. Cattle on feed this Friday at 2 p.m. June options expire for the grains this Friday. For the grains this Friday.
And your number?
877 431-9805.
In recapping the markets, June live cattle down 95 at 151.57, August down 77 at 150.02. August feeder cattle down 167 at 216.72, September down 155 at 215.97. June lean hogs down 95 at 82.40, July down 120 at 82.72. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat up 13.25 at 555, December up 12.5 at 580.25. July Chicago wheat up 10.75 at 521.75. July corn up 2.5 at 368, and December up 3 at 385.75. July soybeans up 1.25 at 954.5, and November up 0.5 at 935. July cotton down 192 at 64.92, December down 164 at 65.18. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.